been really kind of slow, but now it's been.
Three, four, five. We got five council people.
Well, not really, because Ian doesn't count as pro temp.
Oh, yeah,
we
got
the
whole
being right here. So. Yeah, we're fine.
We got four. That's all we need.
Yeah, five.
Five, you're right, we do. This Ramsey.
Yep.
We have five.
Yep. We can.
Okay, why don't we go?
That's not
everybody
me.
Here.
I'm not the pro temp.
Yeah, I don't do. Yeah. What's up with that?
Gosh, are you kidding me?
Somebody trying to Skype us?
Why is office pick the most inconvenient times?
Evening. You know, I think somebody's on it.
I can tell you why.
I think they plan it.
Because it's a PC, not an Apple.
Or it's just Microsoft.
Yeah. How come you didn't know turn those lights on?
Because they flash in the camera and you can't see the light before.
Perfect.
You don't want anybody to see us anymore.
Yeah, he's not coming in there.
He's online. He said he was going to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one?
Okay.
No, you're
not.
I know. I
didn't
know.
Oh,
no.
6 o'clock.
All right. 6 o'clock. I will, as mayor pro tem, if the mayor not there, I will call the meeting to order. You guys hear me okay, Steve and Heidi and everybody? Awesome. Thank you. Even though it doesn't look like it, we do have a quorum. I think we got 6 out of 7 of us. And folks there in the room, you're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Somebody going to lead that. All right.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And Gretchen, do we need to do a roll call with us, kind of split between?
Yeah, that would be.
That? Okay. So Steve and Heidi are in person. Chris Halpin.
Present.
Colby Rogers.
Here.
Ryan Porter.
Here and driving, sorry.
And I'm here and D is absent. Thanks, everybody. Next on the agenda, item 3, can we get approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and approval of the minutes from the July 19, 2021 meeting, please?
So
moved. Second.
All right, motion and second. Any discussion on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Brian Porter.
Aye.
Chris.
Anyone opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item 4, Gretchen, do we have any communications?
No, we don't.
All right. Item 5, do we have anyone, any items from the public? Is anyone there that wants to speak to the council? All right. I don't think we're in Vicky Flametta's territory, but we're moving along very quickly. I think the record was like 4 minutes or something. We'll go into department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
I have nothing to report at this time.
Okay. Police Chief Chuck Spohr.
Absent.
Absent. Okay. Public Works Director Eric Weiberg.
I don't like to just update. Power in the park is moving along. Tomorrow we'll have the inspection from the electrical inspector. And so we should be up and running. The city has got our part all done. So look like we're going to be in good shape for the festival.
Hey.
That's all I got.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Eric. Clerk Treasurer Gretchen Sagan.
All I have is we received our budget suggestions from the state, and I'm getting that those figures together, and so I will be calling a budget committee meeting probably in the first of September, because in August I will get them out to all department heads and get their information to them first, and then as a budget committee, we will meet in September. If you guys want to meet earlier, we can, but the department heads get theirs first, and then they look see what we have. So
probably we can see what they have.
I think so too. Anyway, that's all I have.
All right, thanks, Gretchen. Probably didn't need to have mayor comments on the agenda tonight, so we'll skip item 7 and go to item 8. Any council comments tonight?
Yeah,
this is Ryan. I actually had a question or a comment for Eric. I heard a rumor. I'm sure you guys can all figure out who the rumor is from, that there were some of the water lines cut for the sprinkler system at the Riverfront Park for the electrical install. Is there any truth to that? And are we, if it is, are we planning on repairing those?
Yeah, we don't really know where all those lines are, so we'll just patch them back yet. We anticipated that happening.
Okay, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that we'll get them up and running at some point, because I know it sounds like we haven't really been running those sprinklers this year for some reason. So.
And even with the drought stuff, we're just trying to conserve the rest of the state. I mean, it's not really a big issue, I think, on our part, having water, but this seems kind of wasteful to be wasting water. But anyways, but we'll get it taken care of.
Thank you.
Steve, go ahead.
I have a concern about the number of camp trailers that are on city streets. There's one on Dirty A on the other side of 13. Looks like it's been abandoned there for I don't know how long. There's a motorhome on the end of 13 that parks right on the corner. Somebody's going to get hit. It's a bad thing. And then the third thing is, my understanding is you can't live in a trailer in the city limits unless you're in a park. Is that correct? Anybody know that?
30 days.
There's still some criteria on that, like your house. But
there's a trailer up next to the house by the Baptist Church that is parked there that someone's living in with. I mean, they got the flowers hung up. They got their, it's their home.
When we're done, can you send us an email tomorrow and I'll go with Chuck, but we can check out the code for our part and then Chuck's code with that. But I'll make a list of the RV. I know it's a little bit hard with the time around the homeless and the COVID, what you can do realistically, but we can definitely look at it.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the homeless deciding if they can get trailers, they'll park more than they can and move in there. Not to say that this person is homeless, but someone's living in a trailer and it's very obvious. I just was curious about it. That's all I got.
All right, yeah. And we had a situation on Monahan Landing Road a couple of years ago, I think, similar. And it seems like, you know, the number Eric threw out, I think, is correct. And an important part in that is that number doesn't really start until we tell them it starts. And we don't have to act on it. If the number is 30 days, we don't have to act on it at 30 days. But if we want to be able to act on it when we want to, we need to, you know, hit go on that. And so I think it's important to start that, you know, notify them that they, if they don't change things up, they may be in violation. You may find out they just didn't know they were in violation and they're happy to, you know, oblige and follow the ordinance. That's the best option. But at least if they're not willing to or able to, we can start the clock on them. So I think we should try to get that done. And then our hands aren't tied anymore.
Yeah,
Any other council comments? So I have one for Eric also. When are we dredging the 8th Street boat launch?
So that is in the permitting phases. We had the engineering and analysis done for the flow lane. So now we're working Leon Environmental. They're working on the actual permit process. We've tried to join it all together with the port to speed the process up. So right now we're still just in the midst of trying to get the permitting. And that's the
idea
that they would actually let us do it still because the flow lane is closed, which they should, but we need the permit still.
So there's no chance of it happening this summer.
No, well, it wouldn't be this summer. The port's pushing to get it done very late this year or very early in the beginning of next year because they want to mothball the dredge. And the only way really for this to happen in the cost, I guess, would be having the port do it, which would cost way more. So we are working and pushing on everybody to get this moving here as fast as we can.
Okay. I ask because we got in our canoe a couple weeks ago, floated down. It was great. We timed it so that we were within an hour of high tide and couldn't use it even within an hour of high tide. And it wasn't like a 7-foot or an 8-foot tide, I think. And you start looking at, okay, what was the water at? That thing has got to be usable probably less than 20% of the time. And that's for a kayak or canoe. It's basically never usable for a boat. And we made the decision to pull the other dock because it needed repairs. And we did that because we were going to dredge here. But right now, with that other dock pulled and without that actually being dredged, there's no way to put in or take out even a paddleboard at that park. So what was it going to cost to repair the dock that we pulled out?
We have some numbers from the port. It's a lot. The new float for the boat launch, I think we're somewhere paper in front of me, it's somewhere around 40,000 replaced, but I have to do it right. The old floats had tires and foam, which they don't like to see that anymore. So these would all be steel floats. So we run with the port to help us get those built, at least for the main ones now. So we're still actually trying to build a little more money, but they will get it dredged. So,
yeah, but just when we pulled out that other float at the other end of the park, because it was in need of repair, how much money would it have cost to repair that one?
It needed to be replaced.
Okay. And so it would have also been $40,000?
That's a price per foot, but yes, very expensive.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly the
number. I feel like... All right.
So that we can look at.
I mean, I think it's probably a moot point. What's that? It's probably a moot point at this point because all of it has been removed. But I think we were short-sighted in like pulling that out because we were going to dredge, but we lose an entire summer of access to the boat launch for folks.
We didn't pull it because we were dredging. We pulled that one because it was disrepair and not safe. The hope was we'd get the other boat launch dredge and get it up going sooner. The permitting has taken way longer than if we anticipated.
I know, but we decided to pull that one versus repair it because, and the reason given to us was that we're going to dredge the other place anyway. So
we can still,
it didn't turn out the way
back in that location. All we did is put a little bit of handrail back to still have the rail. We have to build a whole new set of floats for it.
Yeah. All right. That was my only comment.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks.